It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA Beautiful Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. We have in studio Mayor of Quartzsite, Ed Foster. We got to be friends over the last year or so, and I like Ed. You know, he's just a guy. Said, hey, man, I know how to, get to where I can ask some questions and get something. I'll just be mayor. And people said, yeah, go be mayor. I'm mayor. You know, can I see the paper? No, you can't. Remember what happened to the first mayor. In 1989 was when Quartzsite became a town city. Now, they have a thing that's called the League of City and Towns. It's kind of like, here's your communist manifesto template for you to be a town in Arizona. You know, you got to do it like this. And they go, okay, I guess that's how we got to do it. Well, that's, and there's a reason for it, too. Got to have the method by which we do the sheep shearing. So that's what they do. So here we go. You got this town sitting in there, and they want to get the right sort of people in there. Well, what happened, the first mayor, I think they kind of appoint them or they, do petition, they get, and you're there. And then you, after a couple of years, they have an election. They have an election, he's elected. A couple of sessions go by, and then there's another, the third or fourth session, you had another gentleman gets in. Well, they need to get rid of this first mayor, man. He's just being a pain in their butt. So what'd they do? He's looking to hire somebody to kill him. I'll let Ed tell this story because this is good. Tell me what happened.
Well, actually, it was about the money way back then, too. Mayor Odom has told me this. We're good friends. And what happened was the mayor, after Mr. Odom was no longer mayor, the current mayor, he contracted to have Mr. Odom killed. And he contracted with an undercover state officer. He did not know this, of course, but that's what happened. He contracted, and the police contacted Mr. Odom. They took him out in the desert. They poured ketchup on him, took a picture as proof of death, sent him to a hotel up in Las Vegas to hide out for a couple of weeks. And everybody was running around town. Where did Richard go? Where did Richard go? Well, they paid off the contract, and they had the proof. They put the man in prison. He actually got out of prison a few years later because he had medical problems, and he's dead now. But that's the problem with Quartzsite. Is now that everybody looks at it like a bunch of kooks out there in the country, and we're not. We're good citizens. We got over that problem, but same mentality still holds out there.
And they want to make sure that you know about it, too. They say, look, man, we got a bottle of ketchup over here, man.
I've had death threats already.
And if you didn't, you wouldn't be doing your job.
Well, where did the money come from to pay off the contract? Was that, like, taxpayer money?
No. These Mr. Odom is quite wealthy himself, but so was Mr. Berg, who took the contract. Hmm. They were competing businessmen in a small town, and
it's all about access.
But
it was
about the public money that at the time. That was the big thing then, and that's what it is right now.
Let's get to the felonies. It's time to play. First off, I want to this police chief thing, man. We got to do some more research on this guy. Was he in law enforcement before?
Yes, he worked for the Colorado River Indian Tribes, the CRIT.
Which is what, in Arizona?
Yeah, it's in Arizona, the Colorado River along Parker, all the way from Havasu down to...
Is it in the same county as where Quartzsite is?
Yes.
Okay, so he's in the same county, so he knows the sheriff.
He and the sheriff served together on the CRIT.
So he was on... So they served together on the law enforcement of the Indian Reservation, De La, whatever.
Right.
and he's not there now because of what?
There's a story there, but I can't really find it, Ernie. There's something, and he lost his pension and everything. I don't know whether it was the Indians did it, Indian givers give it and take it away, or what happened, but there's something happened there, and nobody will say. It's one of those things that's back there. He left the crit, and he came to Quartzsite.
Well, you know, Indian takeaway, a lot of times they got a real good reason. White man's fork pun with a gun. Okay, so he leaves there, and he's like trying to, I guess, somehow save his pension or some way to, you know, convert it or create one here, and he demonstrated just the right mentality to be the police chief of the new little town of Quartzsite where the money be, because think about this. It's a small permanent resident community of just a few thousand people. And it was when they first started, heck, it was probably 400 or something. I mean, it was almost nothing. So then, but you're at a major intersection. You got I-10 going to LA. And what's the one that goes north and south near there?
US 95.
Okay. So you have if you wanted to have a boom spot in Arizona, sooner or later, it's going to be Quartzsite.
Great weather all winter.
And it's got water. Okay.
Yep.
Underneath that, you know, don't ever forget about the water, because you look at it, you don't see no water. Okay. So, and it's like a fueling station that a lot of people have to have. If you're driving a motorcycle, you're either stopping in Quartzsite or you're taking a 5-gallon thing of gas with you to go to LA. That's just the way it is.
There's nothing else.
So you go, all right. So here's, you got a lot going for it when it comes to, you know, raking off the cash of the people. So they get just the right kind of guy that's going to be head of the chief of police. Now, his attitude and his arrogance and his hubris has to come from knowledge that he's somehow protected.
Yes, it does.
Who's protecting him?
Of that, I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, I do know. In Quartzsite, they use the police department. They use the building code enforcement officer. And because we subscribe to the Model Cities tax code, we have our own tax auditor, and you can be audited. Your building can be certified as unfit, or you can be arrested. And
oh, they got the
that's what they
checklist
do.
Book of we rule you stuff. I'm hip, man. Did I tell you this was going to happen?
Businessmen in Quartzsite are afraid to stick their head up. They're afraid to risk their business to support anyone, because if they do, and I can tell you for a fact, they're going to be visited by one of those three entities or more than one.
Well, this is all run, you know, at least administratively, you know, who's where what, you know, a town manager or something.
Absolutely. Know? Czar Alex Tapp.
Czar, is that a man or a woman?
She's a woman.
What's her history? Where'd she come from?
She was a fortune teller when she came to town.
Oh, stop.
You know, all right.
What, like a 1-900 number?
You know, not that I care, but I'm just, you know, whatever. You know, this is, you see how interesting this is getting? Okay.
Well, wait, that's the perfect background for such a position. Come on now.
I don't think so, because if she could really tell fortune, she would see something bad in her future.
she's going to be getting her a house in Mexico or something. Okay. And probably could afford it. So what we're going to do is walk it through. Now, the chief of police, if he's had this free reign for, how long has he been there?
I believe about 8 years now.
Wow. Okay. So been there most of the 2000s, and he comes in, and you're being a pain in the butt in the last couple of years. I mean, has he ever said anything to you?
Oh, yeah. One night at the council meeting, he stood at the podium in front of God and the world on the record and said, "Mr. Mayor, the gloves are off." That was when I was causing him to be investigated.
What does that mean? Gloves are off so I can reach for my piece? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, if I'd have been intimidated, I might have been, but I've stood in his face since the very beginning, and cowards back down easily.
Yeah, wow. These people are such a good example. You know, I'm interested in listening to Jennifer Jones's interview with Alex Jones, and I know Alex, and I'm just like, you know, been on a show and, you know, before and had him come on radio and stuff, and I'm just going, you know, I know that Alex, this is a perfect example for the same reasons that I'm of interest. It's of interest to me. And I'm just interested in some of the things that Jennifer, because I've interviewed Jennifer before, and I'm very interested in how this is blossoming out throughout the movement for people to understand just how bad this is, but it's just representative of something else. We are the problem. What are we going to do about it? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
It's the same old story, same old story. Man, this is what happens over and over and over. We know because, government's very predictable. They just want to take whatever you got because, let me tell you why. Because they can't, okay? It's no more complicated than that. They will until they can't. And what stops them? But it always comes from the people. We had the gentleman from Poland. It's called languageofliberty.org. Language of Liberty Project is in Poland by Glenn Kripe, that is a good friend here. He's retired. He's got some cash, and he says, you know, I'm going to go infect Europe, especially with the Eastern Bloc. So he goes in Slovakia and Poland, and he has these conferences, and he gets them, and he's trying to make sure that they have the philosophy intact that when Europe goes down and the European Union, it be going down, when that happens, the resurrection of the next generation, generation next, is that they have the right concept of government, that they didn't go from, I mean, to go from communism to Western style democracy, in reality, there's not a whole lot of difference. It's just the appearance of a difference. So what happens is he's trying to get them in the Austrian economics and so on, so that when this kind of stuff happens, when you create government and you start over, that your mind is in the right place of what the proper role of government is. Well, here in the United States, and every small, even in the more freer mindset of the Southwest here, you still have the mechanism that's put in place by which we're going to take from people and give to others. Once you create a revenue stream, that all you have to do is just know how the system works, and you put things in the line of that revenue stream to bleed off the cash. It's contracts to people. It's, different people on the payroll, or even not people on the payroll. I mean, it's just, so that's one thing that, here comes some felony. You ready? Ed Foster's going to help us out here. Now, one of the things that he wanted to do, of course, he knew to check for the money. So I want to have Ed explain it to us, Ed.
Well, I went through the books of the town, and I looked, and we were spending a lot of money on engineering, but it was all above board. You could see that there was a purchase order. The money was going. One thing happens, I went to look at the payroll, and I got W-2 statements, and I think they must have had a brain fart because they gave them to me. They gave me a report of all the W-2s. There were 50 W-2 statements that I got.
Gave them without a challenge? You didn't have
They were a little, they hemmed and hawed, but they gave them to me. They gave me a report, the name and the W-2 wages of all the employees. There were 50 names. Out of that 50, there were 8 of them were under $14,000, all the way down to one gentleman who just started in December and only worked a couple weeks, got $700. But those 14 or 8 people, that would represent part-time help, people that maybe worked January and February and quit, or ended up working just November and December. $14,000 is not a annual salary. Anyhow, I determined that we had 42 employees. Then I got thinking, I went through last year's financial records, and I took 5 weeks at random, and out of the 5 weeks, 3 of them, we had 52 paychecks. And we were okaying the payroll with just a name or just an amount and a check number. Check number.
Okay, time out. You're saying over a 5 week period, they were getting 52 paychecks.
No. Over 5 random paydays, which they pay in Courtside every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. I pick 5 paydays. You get a report which says check number so-and-so, amount. Check number so-and-so, and amount. No names, just a check number. So you have to count. You go down the list. There are 52 of them. And I only got 50 W-2s. So immediately something is wrong. You don't, even a part-time employee has to pay income tax.
So you had 2 employees that were getting checks minimum. That had no record.
I'm thinking not 2, because my math says there are only 42 employees when you take away the part-time ones. So now you got 42 employees and they're cutting 52 checks or 52 checks.
Okay.
Where are the extra 8 to 10 checks going every 2 weeks? If you think the average check is $1,000, and you do that 26 times a year, and you got 8 to 10 checks, you're talking about $250,000 that somebody's getting paid. For what and to whom? And that's my question. I've went to the state ombudsman's office because when I asked that question.
Okay, now the state what?
Ombudsman.
Okay, well, what is that? I hear ombudsman all the time.
People's aid. That's a German word for the people's aid. If you have trouble with freedom of information, they are charged by the legislature to aid you in recovering your document request.
Right.
So I went there. They sent a letter, that an opinion from the Attorney General that public payroll is public information. But Quartzsite don't agree with that. They think it's confidential. They are not giving me those checks. No way can I see those checks.
Not only do they have a state opinion that it is public information, and oh, by the way, it just so happens that you're the mayor, okay? That doesn't seem to matter. And they're going, no. And I'm going, why?
Well, I'll tell you what. All the things that these police officers are alleging, they sort of stepped out in front here and sort of surprised me when they come up here and started accusing this chief of police for felony crimes. That was a surprise. I was concentrating on the checks because my opinion in this, it's always about the money.
Always.
Always about the money. And I've been looking for that for 2 years, even before I was mayor. I was going through the financials, trying to figure. I thought when I got to be mayor, boy, I'm going to go in the back room and look at the books. Don't work that way. They still can hide it. So I went to document requests. They said I couldn't get reports. They actually passed an ordinance that said I couldn't go in and ask for a report without the councilman's permission. So I went to the counter like a citizen and filled out a document request form. And that's where I've been. They started denying it when I got down to the real one. When I get to the real story, then when they start denying it and standing up in the face of the state government against it, now I know there's something behind it.
Before it even happened, there was going to be something behind it. You know, I mean, that's just government. Was there any doubt in our mind, Barry?
Well, now, so ultimately, it's going to have to come out. Where are those extra checks going and whose name's on them?
That's right.
They're so done.
My little brother did it in Florida with a sheriff down there. He was actually using the public payroll to pay off politicians to keep his support. That actually happened, and the FBI arrested the sheriff, and he went to prison. But okay. I think I have a very similar situation.
They have to be talking about this. I mean, they got to have their own little super secret, handshake meeting somewhere. I mean, are these guys, they're conspiring something? You're not invited. I know that.
Absolutely.
So there's like open meeting law violations.
All the time.
You know, well, where?
One Councilman Lucasen has a laundromat and restaurant. And they meet there regularly. I get reports from people that they're there. It's open meeting law violations are really hard, except that in Miss Jones' case, her being denied the chance to speak at a meeting, that is an open meetings law violation. And I am going to file next week here. I'm circulating a petition to the Arizona Attorney General. I'm filing a complaint for an open meetings law violation on that particular.
Yeah, and then what? You know, you got to go through the process. So then when we come back, Jennifer has a website, a newspaper. It's called The Mineshaft or something.
No, that's mine.
Oh, is that yours?
Hers is the Desert Freedom Press.
Desert Freedom Press. So we're going to talk. It's not going away.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock. Yeah.
I always say, if we keep electing our representatives from the same old inbred political gene pool, we're going to have to change the national anthem to dueling banjos.
Yeah, man, it's the same mentality that's going on here. You know, damn, if this isn't a good example of exactly what's going on around the planet. And it's good that you have, a lot of people, they'll go, Bernie, man. You know, you need to work to get rid of, this particular politician or this particular law enforcement guy or this. And I'm going, yeah, but they're really, 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 really bad. Yeah, that's why you need to get rid of them. I go, no, That's why you need to keep them there. They're like poster children for freaking bad government. I mean, if it's going to be bad, you want it to be bad, you know? And we knew Quartzsite was a perfect example of exactly what is wrong with government in general, and it was going to be easily on display. And as it would go on and on, it was positive reinforcement of people that fill these positions out there of exactly it reinforces them keeping doing it. And they're getting supported by people that they perceive to be their protectors or above them and so on. But it always comes down to you have to have, you know, somebody that's willing to take the gun out and give them the ticket. And if they don't pay it, then they go and arrest them and warrants are issued and all that kind of stuff. And prosecutors, that'll prosecute. When a prosecutor won't prosecute, they get a new prosecutor, which they did in Quartzsite. But then, you know, there's always, you know, you got to have a guy, you got to have the, you know, the black dress. I mean, there's got to be somebody that's sitting there going, I bang gavel, I say the court. They never say their name or judge. They always say the court, the court. You know, this happened in Keene when I just came back, you know, last Monday. I came back from Keene, New Hampshire. They had a guy got arrested for wearing a hat in the court. The court is, you know, is offended or whatever the heck it was, the court. Well, who the hell's the court? Well, of course, it's the individual that's sitting back there with the black dress. So I'm going, all right, the black dress in Quartzsite is who?
The black dress in Quartzsite? Judge Fostow. And okay, her husband is Sergeant Fostow.
Oh, okay, wait. Time out. Okay, so we have a judge, municipal judge there in Quartzsite that does all the tickets for the people that go at law enforcement that go out and write the tickets. One of the guys writing the ticket, his wife is the judge of the ticket.
Not just someone writing the ticket, but Sergeant Fostow, who is a leader of the police force.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you see what I mean? You need really good examples, you know? This is okay. I mean, it's painful for people that live there, but I tell you, from us on the outside that want this, use this as an example. I mean, it's just like a neon flashing sign of just how bad things are.
First off, I need to tell you something about Sergeant Fostow in this current schema thing.
Mm-hmm.
When these Quartzsite 10 came forward and alleged crimes of the chief, the town manager decided she could do the investigation, not an outside criminal investigation, but she was going to do it. She hired a law firm to come in and interview the Quartzsite 10. So they have to do that because they're sworn officers and they have to do what they're told to do. So they had to appear. As one of the officers was about to go into the be interviewed, Sergeant Fostow went to this officer and told him, "You better be careful what you say in there, because the consul and the people are going to be asked getting resignations of these officers, threatening a potential witness, interfering in an investigation. Those are both felony crimes. I have notified the DPS who's doing the criminal investigation of Chief Gilbert of that additional crime. There's an additional crime. I asked that Sergeant Fostow be placed on administrative leave because that's what department policy says. If an officer is to be investigated for a criminal allegation, while that investigation is ongoing, that officer shall be paid on a paid administrative leave. I've asked of that for the chief, and I've asked of that for Sergeant Fostow. Both of them today are still wearing a badge and carrying a gun in Quartzsite."
Okay. I still haven't got past this judge thing yet, okay? You know, I'm sitting here waiting. I mean, you got to tell me this, okay? So now we have the sergeant that will, you know, is doing whatever, okay? Tickets, directing, one of the leaders. So I'm if you have these 10 people of 14, 15, however many people there are that on the law enforcement there, you have 10 of them saying, "We don't like these guys." So they got little, you know, people wearing red on their antennas and whatever, and "We love 10 or something like that. Then you got the little blue flags and everything. Of course, they're putting them on their patrol cars. Okay, that's an interesting thing. And then a guy takes a picture of it that works for the city in public works, gets fired for doing it. And his wife happens to be one of the
officers. His girlfriend.
All right. That is one of the, you know, the 10. The other guys, they're like, "You know, no, a thin blue line and we crack heads." Okay, so I'm okay. Anybody that's against them, they go write tickets and so on. all of a sudden you wind up in municipal court in Quartzsite, right? You got a little courtroom, a room, a closet or something, okay? You go in there, the sergeant's wife is the judge.
That's right.
Okay. How is that even possible?
Actually, it's against state bar ethics codes. It's against the rules, not laws.
So what
but
do they do?
And there's a way to get around that. If you go have to appear in court, you have to sign a waiver.
You have to?
Well, you don't. And people in Quartzsite, my supporters particularly, because we've had a lot of criminal charges recently, we've become adept at not signing that waiver. And actually, the Quartzsite has become such a joke that the rest of the courts in La Paz County won't take the cases. And the cases are now being transferred to Maricopa County over in Wickenburg, Judge Weiss over there.
And what do they do?
Well, actually, Judge Weiss has been fair. You know, they stopped doing felony charges because now that has to go to Superior Court. They tried to do just misdemeanor charges because then they could take you into their court, you know. And the Superior Court was getting wise that it was politically unwise to be involved in Quartzsite's little games. And now Judge Weiss is really, if you get somebody comes up and says, makes a motion to dismiss the case, he's inclined to hear that motion, you know, so.
It's like you gotta do a 3x5 card on this stuff. I mean, Quartzsite is incorporated because it's becoming a popular money-making machine for somebody that can do this because there has so many winter visitors that come and camp out there. So they create this revenue stream from whatever. They need law enforcement to write all these parking tickets, and people just pay. It's just a big, giant pipeline of money. Plus, when you're on the dole of the state, you got some highway funds, you got some water treatment, this stuff. You got, there's all kinds of something that you can, stick a little pipeline in the plumbing into whatever, and you get your, feed from that. And all they do, so far you've come across, where they just create people that get checks. So we'll find out about that. They're going to get in trouble for that one. You just wait a while. It was going to create itself anyway, and they just stumbled upon it. I would have bet a gazillion dollars that was going to happen. So now you have a city council that rules literally with a gun from a willing police chief that has a sergeant whose wife is the judge. A town manager that's cooperating with this, that was a resident there that did 900 tarot card reading, whatever the heck, which I don't care, that she does her job. But, part of the problem. You have people that will go on record, per the rules and everything, go up into the meeting and say, FYI, I just wanted you to know this is on the agenda. I'm talking about the agenda. The mayor says let her speak. The other people don't want her to. Police chief sure as heck doesn't. Other city council doesn't want him to do it. And she's arrested. Oh, but somebody took a video. Oh, yeah, we found out the video was taken down because he put, private copyright, it's mine. So a lot of people that linked to it and so on embedded it, it went down because he didn't know better, but we got all the links set up to where you can go to YouTube, look for the Quartzsite thing. We got it, it's up there. Oh, and last segment, we got some bombshells for you. Stay right there.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, we're trying to show it up. This is what we're doing. Right now we're showing the business card on the video of the individual responsible for taking care of just such things at the governor's office. We'll see what happens. Now, I took a picture of it, sent it to Sierra. Go ahead and, she'll be putting that up on today's archive and have the phone number there and everything. Hand me the card, because I want to go ahead and give this out. You want to do something. You go, hey, man, do your, what do they call it? Their job, okay? How about you do your job? Here is, I got to get my glasses here, teeny tiny cards. Okay, this is the phone number. 602, area code 602-542-1365. 602-542-1365. 800-253-1365. Now, there's an 800 number. 800 number. Here we go. 800-253-0883. 800-253-0883. And they have a fax number. Here we go. 602-542-1381. Now, if you go to today's archive for today's show on Freedom's Phoenix, you can go ahead and take a look at that, and it'll have it up, and you can see the card, and Sierra put the information up. But, you know, Sierra, during the break, I had you call and try and get hold of Ron Gould. We know. I've known for years. He's a state senator for that district now. Now, Mayor Foster has had dealings with him. You know, before you go passing this tax on this thing and doing bailing out this guy and them doing, and these private companies want to come buy it anyway, and you're that good, and you should just FYI, and they don't care. They're going to do and pass whatever they want. So I suspect, you know, passing these new taxes that wasn't necessary when some private company, and we don't have time to talk about it. But the point is that it seems like, you know, you don't get to be in the state legislature for more than a term unless you're playing some ball. We'll see where Ron is on this thing and if he comes to help. Because, you know, compared, I mean, the thing is, it's hard to say compared to the other legislators, he's better and still put him in the good category. I mean, that's hard to do. But, you know, Ron Gould is a senator for that district. Now, Sierra, you made some calls and did something, you know, what happened?
I called the legislator's office and I talked to Brenda because Ron's scheduler was out of town. So I talked to her, left her a message. She said she would try to get it to you as soon as possible. I said, you're going out of town for a few weeks, so we need to get talk to him today if possible. And then I called Sylvia Allen to talk to Karen Winfield, and there was just a voicemail. So
okay, now let me tell you, thanks, baby. This is what's going on. Karen Winfield was the aide to Senator Karen Johnson, and we worked a great deal with her on a lot of stuff in the past, and she's a good person. Like, she was at the Breakfast Club this last Saturday. And, you know, a good person, but she's definitely in the system. Now, Senator Sylvia Allen is another senator that's, you know, very conservative. She's a good guy. Well, you know, we'll see. So we just know to call her to kind of put a little pressure on Ron. You know, come on, man. You have an opinion. Do something. So this is where we're at on this. And I wanted to ask, before we get into some of the, you know, other stuff of this, what has been the response? How many letters, emails, phone calls have you gotten on this? Now, I know there was over 60-something thousand downloads in just a couple of days on that video. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's just counting just his page, not counting everybody else's. I mean, I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands. So tell me, you know, how much attention have you got?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, from the average citizen who's just been complaining about the freedom of speech issue. Freedom of speech seems to have a visceral effect on people. I mean, people have been calling me out of all walks of life. I was called by, I got an email from England. A lady quoted me a short email, very short, but very succinct. It said, "How can America be a beacon for democracy in the world when freedom of speech doesn't exist in Courtside, Arizona?" I mean, that's, this thing
ding,
has
ding,
went.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. This thing has went around the world. I've had people from congressional offices call me. I've had lawyers call me. I've had average citizens. I'm asking that this immediate notoriety I'm enjoying right now, it can have one positive effect. I'm asking people to either email or mail the governor's office and the Arizona Attorney General's office. The investigations that are ongoing are, you know, by some reports are less than, you know, stellar. And I think that if we got a big response going to the Arizona governor and to the Arizona Attorney General's office, we will find a little more resolve there.
Now, the card that we put up that had the phone number and the fax numbers I gave you is the ombudsman.
No, that card you put up, that is the Citizens Constituent Service at the governor's office.
Oh, okay, so that is the governor's office.
Right, I went there. I went there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and their first response was, they put me in a conference room, and they said, well, go see the Arizona Attorney General over this. And I went.
Go ahead and hand me the card. I want to put it up again.
She has it. I went to the Arizona Attorney General's office, and there I was received by an investigator, not an attorney. And the investigator told me that they couldn't do anything. They were just a legal department. They needed to find needed to be an investigation first. So I went back to the governor's office, and I was put in a conference room, and I sat there for hours. I actually went out to lunch and come back to the conference room. And when I got done, the director of constituent services finally came to me and said, well, they couldn't do anything for me. And I was concerned because now I got Courtside 10 and I got the chief and his Nazis. And there, you know, I have concerns for public safety in Courtside. I mean,
what's happened right here is probably, and one of the reasons why I wanted to jump on this before I left for vacation, because even though I know there's going to be a lot more revelations next week and so on, and I'm going to ask Barry to guest host for me a couple of days. We're going to schedule that today so that he can stay on top of this. Because, and you like a Tuesday and a Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday, or Wednesday, Friday, or something like that next
week. We'll work it out.
You know, or however many, or all week for all I care. But the thing is that I want to make sure that this isn't forgotten, because that's what keeps people safe. If you want to, you know, you're going to be on the list, you're better to be on top of the list. It's safer up there, or you wind up with ketchup on you in the desert. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because this is just a tip. See, a lot of people think this is about small town, little. No, that's just the payoff. The reason for this, I don't even know, and I already know. I guarantee you that this is part of a much larger. You have no idea. It could be the world's tallest building that's going to be out in the valley out there in the Courtside, whatever, spaceport, de la water oasis of between Arizona, California, legalized gambling, casino, blah, blah, blah. You have no freaking idea what's really going on. This happens all the time. I've seen, you know, they had projects back in 1990. They had a thing called Phoenix 2020, where they just mapped out everything they were going to do to you, no matter what you wanted. Well, Courtside, I guarantee there's a plan, and you ain't in it, okay? Well, you get Ed Foster in there, and all of a sudden, he's mucking up their plans.
Well, you know what? It's been interesting, because my phone is rang off the hook, and I take everybody's calls that I can. I miss some because the phone is just too busy. But this is not a unique story. People have called me in the last few days, and they have stories to tell like this all over
the country. Exactly. How many times have we seen this happen? Heck, here in Arizona.
This cesspool is deep and wide.
You know, my brother, I put it out on the internet. My little brother got involved with in Okaloosa County, Florida. He actually took down the sheriff there, who was using checks, by the way, to pay off politicians. Similar story here.
Oh, our Ohio's got his own little slush fund stuff going on now, too. He's got his own problems.
Anyhow, my brother did this, and that story got out on the internet, and I've had people in Florida now call me because they want to talk to my brother because he was successful now. I'm making him famous, too, out there.
So what is the numbers that we're talking about here? I mean, just in the beginning, when this first broke, how many emails would you get?
Oh, 1,200 a day.
Wow.
And my phone rings off the hook, all the time. It's off right now. I'll have 30 calls
We know there's a lot more to this story. I mean, this is just tip of the iceberg. These are just some of the highlights. I mean, but, you know, you got to keep in mind that this is not rare. This is common.
They attempted to turn my email off at town hall because people were using it.
Yeah. Oh, don't stop believing. You know, I tell you where the power really comes from. It's from you. And you're right. There's not a lot of the real, they understand how bad this is. Oftentimes, even sitting there watching it happen, don't tase me, bro. And people just stand there and put their head down. Yeah, tase him, not me, you know. But sooner or later, the people will rise up. They always do. In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. Well, we're getting into the mess. By the time I come back, I'll be traveling a lot, but end of July, I already know where it's
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.